Today on 60 Second Sight, all the meds for bipolar depression. All right, Dr. Aiken, go.
A network meta-analysis of medications for bipolar depression just came out in the Journal of Affective Disorders. Network meta-analyses are controversial because they make a lot of assumptions as they attempt to compare therapies that have never been compared head-to-head. This paper was particularly problematic because it looked only at monotherapy studies, and bipolar depression is usually treated and often studied through add-on therapies. Also, they only looked at the acute treatment phase, but in bipolar disorder, the real goal is long-term prevention. So I'll be very judicious here and pluck only one result that looks like it's ready for practice. Besides confirming that the FDA-approved treatments work, which we know they do, they added one surprise. Depakote actually worked well in a few controlled trials of acute bipolar depression, while lithium and carbamazepine did not. Depakote had a good effect size there. It's likely that lithium didn't shine here because its main benefits are against depression in the preventative phase, not in acute treatment. So the bottom line, while we think of Depakote for long-term maintenance, it should be considered for acute bipolar depression as well.